And we ain't gotta play no one. From check to check. Mama, please don't worry about me. Yeah, I got racks. Now I'm way up. Way, way up.
Wow.
You heard that?
I mean, that sounds like heaven in a can. What was that, Kev?
It was, what do they call these things? Oh, yeah, that's right, Kenwood's.
Kenwood's, the best damn beer you can buy here in Philadelphia. It's delicious. It's light. It's got great color. It's got great everything. And we always drink them. We're Kenny guys, that's for sure.
So how you been, brother?
Buddy, let me tell you, it's been a hell of a few weeks. I think we talked about before, everything going on, LaSalle stuff and just life in general. Things have continued to take a turn for the crazy, and we're here still.
Big time. Speaking of which, I see you have a Chicago White Sox jersey on. Any reason you have that Chicago jersey on, or just a random pick?
I'm a huge Tony La Russa fan.
No.
So, your boy is moving to Chicago.
Wow.
And I'm moving to Chicago at the end of June. And I felt like this was a time for me to stake my claim as a diehard White Sox fan. I obviously could root for the Cubs a little bit too, Phillies, no matter what, but like White Sox got a great young team. So South Side, what's up?
I respect that. Not immediately going to the Cubs.
Yeah. I mean, look, this jersey right here, this is a Greg Santor relic from like the 1980s. So I'm respecting my dad by being a White Sox fan when I get to Chicago.
Are you like a time traveler, or is he?
Well,
because why would he have that? And then why are you moving there?
Dude, I was not ready to answer a question like that, but that's a great point. I think maybe, Dad, are you a time traveler? Please respond. And if you don't answer this, then I know you don't listen to the pod, and then you're disavowed.
So Chicago, huh?
Yeah, the funny thing is, dude, like, so quick story for the listeners here. Last Monday had to be one of the craziest days of my life. So LaSalle baseball update, we find out that $1 to $2 million can potentially save the program. So great news there. Created a whole like PR strategy for that, trying to go and do whatever we can do to spread the word there. I had a interview for a reality TV show right after that, like literally 10 minutes after I posted the video about the $1 to $2 million.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah,
Kev got to listen to it.
It was the funniest thing. Like, it was a big Monday for me too because of that.
It was so much fun though. And I got a call back for that. I did turn it down just because I'm moving to Chicago, but it was really fun. Good experience. And then as soon as I get done that call, I get a call from my buddy and I got my dream job and was not expecting that after all the craziness during the day. And like immediately I knew what I had to do. And I'm like, I'm moving to Chicago. And I think now's the time to do it. And I could not be more excited to get there and explore a new city and especially bring my my Philly charm. And by that, I mean all my retro Philly clothes that I wear nonstop to Chicago.
Yeah, dude, Chicago, that's crazy. Chicago, they say a lot of things about Chicago.
Yeah, the windiness is something that I always thought it was like kind of a joke. I think I'm going to find out real quick that that's not a joke. And that, and people are just like, dude, you're going to be so cold. I'm like, nothing else? You have nothing else for me besides the temperature? Like, it seems like a pretty awesome city.
Well, you know what they say? They tell you why you shouldn't ever hang out with a guy from Chicago.
Oh, no. Let me hear it.
Illinois, you. Brunch.
There you go. We got stand-up hour here on the spew.
I'm ready for another one.
Let me hear it. Let's go.
Well, Chicago pizza is supposed to change you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like I used to love New York-style pizza until I had Chicago.
Okay.
And now I just love New York even better. Boom. Damn, I'm ripping them.
Wait, okay. That one went over my head. I think that's probably my fault for not being able to pay attention, but I think I know what you were saying.
Nah, my delivery is like very poor. I've been sitting on that one for like 2 days now.
At least he's self-aware, right?
I was trying to fit it in. I just couldn't like, you can't like premeditate these things.
It's true. They have to come from the heart. They really do. Yeah. So I have zero clue where I'm going to be living. I'm going out there sometime at the end of June, and that's basically all I know. So homeless as of right now, that's fine with me. Like, I'll just figure it out. They sell my car. Like, I'm kind of like all over the place. So I'm going to be in Chicago July 1st, and we'll see what happens after that. But I'm pretty damn excited.
You're going to show up with like a bindle on your back.
What the hell is a bindle?
Dude, it's like,
never heard of
it. It's
that.
Like the stick with like the
like a
little knapsack on the end of it.
Yeah, okay. So like I'm like going. Like,
is that what a bindle is? I'm pretty sure that's what a bindle is.
I hope that's not at all what it is. That'd be so funny.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different word.
Yeah, but I know I definitely am. Like, I'm going to Chicago with like two duffel bags, and I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna pull like an Allen Iverson. I think I'm just gonna like get clothes there, and then just like not bring anything with me. Like, I'm really just gonna bring like a few pairs of jeans, dash khakis, an Xbox, a speaker.
Socks
and a ton of LaSalle baseball stuff. That's it.
What about like underwear?
It's not a necessity to me. I think it's something I'll like find it and I'll just find it on the streets.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah. So it goes without saying that I'm gonna be in Chicago now. So if you are ever in Chicago, and this is an open invite to anybody that won't murder me, hit your boy up, because let's go have a time in Chicago. Wrigleyville is a hell of a time. I've had some of the best times of my life in Chicago. I've been there 4 times, and every single time has been like unreal. So I'm excited to like get that full experience. And the best part is I'm getting to do like my dream job with my buddies while I'm out there living up in Chicago. So I can't wait. I can't wait for people to come visit. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I've actually heard great things about Chicago. Although I have heard that it's Illinois-y. Got him with that one.
That was good. That was good. I was not ready for that one. I was like, how's he going to make another Illinois joke? But you did it.
I'm back.
He's back. He's back. Yeah, I think so me and Chief Keef, we have a lunch date planned for when I get there on July 1st. I'm excited to chop it up with my dude. We go way back. So me and Keef are going to really just do a lot of stuff out there. So get ready for that collab.
Yeah, wow. I'm excited now. I wasn't really excited, but now I'm like, super pumped.
I can already tell by your face, so you don't think I'm being serious, because like, we're gonna do some crazy business stuff together. Like,
no, that's not the part. I don't think you're serious about going to Chicago.
Not the whole Chief Keef and
No, I can believe that.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, I really can't believe it either. Like, it's one of those things, until it happens, it's gonna be like, yeah, I'm just moving across the country.
Like, until you like show up at the Bean and you're like, whoa.
Hey, where's my apartment?
This ain't like, Love dude. Park.
Yeah, I think from a cultural perspective, I think I'll fit in, because apparently people are like super overly friendly, and I'm the guy that waves to every single person, like says hi, and like in Philly, they don't always love that here, but apparently they love it in Chicago. So hopefully I can make friends right away. But again, I do kind of look homeless, so maybe I'll fit in with the homeless community as well. I'm trying to make friends out there. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, well, back to what you just said about people not really being friendly on the streets and stuff here.
Yeah.
I think you're forgetting, maybe 2 weeks ago when we were walking down the street and some dude was hanging out the side of his Ford Expedition going, Muscles McGee. He was calling you Muscles McGee. Dude, it was actually such a sick moment.
Yeah, that was my guy. I have another story about that today. I was on a work outing. At a coffee shop.
Ooh.
And this guy, very nice homeless man, obviously wishing him well, he stopped, looked me dead in the soul, and said, man, you got the curls and you got the smile, man, I'm jealous. And then proceeded to tell me that I need to put a ring on the woman I was with for this work lunch 20 times. So I'm sitting there like smiling at you. I'm like, holy my God, like, at this, you know, I don't know what to say, but like, I'm like, this is the first time I ever met this person. And he's like, put a ring on it,
dude.
And I just kept talking about my hair and my smile. I'm like, dude, like, please just thank you. But we got to roll. So I don't know why the community in Philly loves to like hype me up. Hopefully there's people like that in Chicago.
And you're just turning your back on them, which is crazy to me.
But like, I'm not, like, I'm just like, how do you react? Like, I say thank you very much.
So then disavow what you said about people not being nice.
Okay. But that's like, I didn't even initiate that, but like, you know, like those white people with the dogs across the street at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
I always walk by and say, hey guys, I get nothing back.
Well, they're usually, it's because you can't see them say it. You have to, sometimes you have to see people's mouths moving to hear them.
That because they're all wearing masks, I can't do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that good, like, James is trying to paint me as an anti-masker now. This is all set up now.
I mean, is he wearing a mask right now? I don't think so.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, Kev's an anti-masker. I'm serious.
All right. Canceled. So that's Chicago pizza.
No, I am like super hyped to get some deep dish. Like, I'm kind of nervous that I'm going to go there and like be like, wow, this food is sick. I just got to eat it every day. I'm going to become like 300 pounds because I'm going to be eating Chicago deep dish every night. But I've also been told that like residents don't eat deep dish.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's like a.
Do you eat a cheesesteak every day?
In my dreams.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I could, 1,000%.
Well, you can. It's like saying that.
Yeah, you're right.
Philly.
Yeah, but like, I would die at the age of 30 if I continued to. I mean, that's like, Ocho Cinco has done it. He's done it with McDonald's. He has been able to just go nonstop and only eat fast food, which is it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you think like everyone's different in that sense? Because
yeah,
like I know people. Or I don't really think I know anybody personally, but there's been people that say that they smoke cigarettes like their whole life and they're like 100.
Yeah. That's like the old lady that's like, oh yeah, I've been surviving to 105 with 2 Miller High Lifes and the 3 chocolate chip cookies a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, that type of stuff.
It's like, all right, like sick. Like if I tried that again, I'd be very ill.
But how do you know?
I think you like literally just have to try it. Like your body will tell you if something's not going to work most of the time.
So do you think Supersize Me was real? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, dude. I love that. That was like a health. Did you have health class?
Yeah. I watched it in that class.
I mean, that was like, you find out you're watching that show in health class and you're actually excited to go to health class.
Yeah. It was actually, Family Consumer Science is the class name.
Family.
It was like home ec, health. Well, I mean, that's not really health.
Private school guy.
No, that was in middle school.
Never mind.
In high school, we did have health, but only half a semester.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had gym the other half, like phys ed.
Can I share a really funny health story real quick?
Go for it.
All right. So like public school here, we did sex ed. Obviously, one of the weirdest classes you can ever have in school. And
the birds and the bees.
Birds and the bees. Now, if you want to talk about bad luck, let me tell you about bad luck real quick. So we are in the health class. We're doing the experiment, per se, of putting a condom on a banana.
Interesting.
Okay. So the teacher was doing that. Obviously, we're guys just being dudes, like locker room talk before baseball, cracking up like, oh, my God, did you see that condom? How funny. All that. So unfortunately, Kev, what happened was that my phone accidentally dialed my parents' home phone number during a 45-minute conversation where literally myself and my entire team were talking about sexual things we learned in health class that day and revolving around condoms and penises. And it was all left to my parents' voicemail mailbox.
I mean,
entire conversation.
I mean, that's like shocking. And there's probably some incriminating things on that. Did you like run home as fast as you can?
No, I didn't. And it was one of those things. I was like, I think that like I'm going to just pretend like it never happened. And I'm hoping they did the same. And I'm pretty sure they just did the same. Like it was just a lot of really weird conversations going on. It was like a locker room talk. Like again, bananas, condoms, dicks, like, everything.
Dude, what type of locker room is this man been in? Yeah, your parents are honestly probably like, shoo, glad we don't have to have the talk.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, I was a really weird kid, so like I never had ever talked to them about anything like that. So the fact that like the first time they ever heard me say anything like weird or sexual was with my buddies in a locker room talking about bananas and condoms.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Could have been worse, I guess.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I mean, again, who doesn't talk about that? Like, this guy stuff, right?
Yeah, seriously. Like, every man above the age of, like, 21, it's definitely that same exact story.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, again, such a common thing.
Especially in Chicago, I hear.
Dude. Yeah. 100%. I mean, that's why. Why do you think I wanted to go there so bad? I felt like I'd be right at home.
Yeah, true. That's a good move out of you then.
Well, talk about an interesting segue here. Bananas and condoms.
Oh, wow. That was a good segue.
Yeah. So we need to talk some fruit. Because you put up a poll. And look, Kevin and I don't argue very much. But we were going at it the other night when he brought up this poll. Kevin, what do we got?
I mean, a friend of mine had said that pineapples were like top. She said that it was pineapples and right? Was it strawberries? Yeah, it was pineapples and strawberries. She was like two best fruits ever. And I was like, nah, watermelon is, because I'm a big watermelon guy. And up until yesterday, kind of thought that everyone else was a big watermelon guy too. But I digress. I put up the poll and I was like, pineapples or watermelon, you only get to choose one for the rest of your life. What are you choosing?
Yeah, and my answer was that I'm going to choose pineapple, but only because they're more consistent. Like, I've had some great pineapple in my life. I've also had some unbelievable watermelon in my life. But the thing with watermelon is, if it's oversaturated, if it's a little bit too old, if there's anything wrong with it, it's just useless. Pineapple, like, more times than not, it's just juicy and delicious, and there's other benefactors that we're not going to talk about, but like, it's a good thing.
Dude, that just makes way too much sense that you would just turn your back on some watermelon if it has a little too much water in it, or it's been in the fridge for a couple days.
As somebody that doesn't believe in expiration dates, that is not an issue for me. It was really just, again, like, I don't know what it is about watermelon, though, but like, the texture sometimes can really, it can ruin your day. If you think you're getting some delicious, juicy watermelon, and all of a sudden you get this, like, this weird texture, not really like the same taste you expect, like, it can ruin your day.
It's just reminding me of this Philadelphia versus Chicago talk, the way you just turned your back on the people of Philadelphia, saying they weren't nice. What about those times when that watermelon hit on an unbelievable level?
You're 100% right, but we also disagree on this. I'm a big fan of, like, cutting up the watermelon into, like, the triangle piece.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge fan of that, and, like, my favorite watermelon moments in my life, personally, have all been in that form, and you're a chop-up guy.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've eaten my fair share of wedges, but I mean, that a wedge, eating like a big wedge like that, like, maybe if I'm on like a pool deck and I don't have a shirt on and I'm in my bathing suit and I just hop right in the pool. But like,
why is that a stipulation? What are you going to be doing to this watermelon where you need to be able to jump in water immediately after?
Well, a big wedge, when you're eating it, like, it gets on like your cheek kind of, and like, it'll start dripping. And then usually when you're sitting on a pool deck and it's like 90 degrees, just hop right in the pool.
I mean, I don't have a pool deck, but like,
neither do I, but I've been on a pool deck eating a wedge. Actually, listen, that sounds pretty fun. I'm a cube. I'm a cut up watermelon guy, sliced, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
But like, pineapple, like, I like it. It's cool. Like, I'll eat it, but I don't want to make like a, it's like sour kind of.
Yeah, it is. But like, the perfect mix of sour and sweet.
I mean, maybe I just haven't. I need to get a bowl. I need to just get a bowl of pineapple.
Yeah, we're going to have to really educate Kev on the wonders of pineapples. Delicious. They have a great rhythm. I mean, watermelon does as well, but
I do like pineapple. I'm just saying, like, I've had watermelon my whole life, and it's the best flavor on Jolly Ranchers by far.
Okay.
What else?
Don't disagree on that.
Watermelon claws are really good.
I've disavowed claws, but yeah, they're not bad.
One time we were down the beach and we like cut out the middle of a watermelon and poured like watermelon Smirnoff or something, and then put it in the fridge. You could do that.
I mean, that sounds fun. I feel like you can do a lot of that with a pineapple too, though.
No. There will be a sponge inside.
I was not expecting you to say that. All right. So, but the real question is, like, what are your top three fruits? Because, like, I know my number one wholeheartedly is bananas. I'm a banana guy. I can eat. I used to, at one point in my life, especially it's probably around the same time as this whole like phone call to my parents happened. I was eating 6 to 7 bananas a day because I was trying to learn how to be healthy. And I was like, if I just eat a shit ton of bananas, I'm going to be really healthy. Apparently that's not true. It's like not good for you, but I love bananas. I mean, pineapples are up there.
That's crazy.
I don't eat them enough. The strawberries obviously are up there. I think for me, it's like more of like what's easy to eat. Now, like I love like mangoes are delicious. Kiwi's delicious. Like there's a ton of subsects of fruit that are delicious, but like, as far as frequency, bananas, like pineapples, a peach is good, like a nectarine, those are delicious. My top three, banana, strawberry, pineapple. And that's
wow. That's a list.
Banana's wow. Strong number one, too. Like number one in the power rankings by a lot.
If I had asked you this 2 days ago, I don't think you would have put pineapple on that list.
You're 100% right, but you made me realize the wonders of pineapples.
That's BS. I'm calling BS.
Don't judge me.
What about grapes?
I think grapes are delicious, but they're not practical.
Yo, how? They're literally the easiest fruit to eat ever.
Yeah, but like they're not like you're not gonna walk around with the grapes.
Yeah. You can put some in your pocket.
Same with pineapple.
Dude, not like big chunks of pineapple in your pocket. Grapes are small.
I would love to. That's a great social experiment. Just walk around the city with a bunch of fruit in your pocket and see the way people react.
Well, literally, I feel like I wouldn't react if I saw someone eating a grape out of their pocket. A pineapple, I'd be like, okay, buddy.
Can we please go to like Love Park and just do this and just see?
All right, well, I just want to say that it's BS. Two things, actually, that I want to say. It's BS that pineapple just magically makes its way on the top three. Top three. There's a ton of fruit. You were even saying it.
You're forgetting something though, Kev. What was the result of the poll?
Well, so I was super shocked by this. Because like I said, up until yesterday, I just assumed watermelon was on everyone's top three. Because I
forgot watermelon. Watermelon is like up there. It's in the consideration for like number three.
It's
up there.
At least the most popular.
No.
It's on the top three of most popular.
Do you think this is like a geographic thing though? Do you think like this is a regional thing?
Well, so I put the poll up and it was 54 to like 48, wow. I guess.
Oh, that's not 100.
What was the other number? I'm like
52-48.
No. What's it called at 54?
54-46.
Good job.
Thank you.
We'll but yeah, it was pineapple over watermelon. And I had a bunch of people being like, watermelon sucks. Watermelon's the worst fruit. I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, what? I honestly feel like there was a glitch in the Matrix and I'm in a different reality because the reality I remember is people being like, yeah, watermelon's like the goat.
Watermelon's delicious. And I'm not disputing that, but like,
you did.
I would rather have like, if somebody's like, hey, James, what kind of fruit do you want today? Watermelon or pineapple? I'm going to take pineapple because I'm like, I think it's going to hit better no matter what. Like, it's a less of a risky move. Less risky move.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give you my top three.
Okay.
I would be doing the watermelon community a disservice if I didn't give them the number one spot. So there you have it. My number one.
You would have said watermelon number one before this entire idea.
100%. I mean, I'm the one that said the poll because when the Phils like score a run right there, it almost made me break my neck.
Yeah, well, the other team's pitcher.
So it started out, and I was like, "Yo, pineapple is not a top three," or I was like, "Pineapple's not even top five." Maybe I said that. Maybe I slandered a little bit. So what? And then I was like, well, let's put it to the test. Pineapple versus watermelon. Because I felt like everyone was like, yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are doing what you are doing right now. God. And it's just like hopping on the bandwagon of pineapple being like, yeah, I like it. I very rarely eat it, but I like it.
Every time I'm at my parents' house, my mom always just loaded up on some pineapple. I smashed that thing. Like, it's like,
I have to like literally buy it, like go buy it.
As opposed, like, what do you do with watermelon then?
Sometimes a melon's just around.
It just like appears, like,
yeah. And you could also drive down Belfield and find some man selling them out of his trunk. And where the pineapple?
That's a positive for the watermelon community.
Yeah,
I like my pineapple to be nice, and
they're all at the bottom of the sea, Bikini Bottom.
Exactly. Again, is there any watermelon in SpongeBob?
No, because
makes you think
they're not salty.
What?
Pineapples are salty.
They're not. All right. So what's your top three? Watermelon, and then what?
I would have to say, I mean, banana, strawberry. I might just put them together. They can be like 2A, 2B. Because I want to find a way to make a stand to you and put grapes as my number three. Because I will sit down and maybe house 3 to 4 vines of grapes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge grape guy myself. I've distanced myself from the grape community in recent years. I don't know. I've grown away from them.
Easiest fruit to eat.
Well, again, thank God I can now bring them in my pocket as I go and travel across the city and see the way people react.
Seriously, you can actually put them in a little Ziploc. Easy as that.
Should we create like our own brand of like shorts that are just like, they have like a
grapes to go?
A fruit proof container instead of a pocket.
Yeah. Let's call them. Also, you're forgetting I could leave a handful of grapes out on the front step and I'll have raisins by the afternoon.
You see, like, is that actually like a fact? Is that how it works? Like, I don't think that's how it works, is it?
No, when I was younger, I used to like think if you peeled the skin off the grape,
yeah,
and then left that part out.
Well,
is like gross. Like, I'm eating it off like the sidewalk. There's like ants having a field day.
Yeah, literally, that's like giving ants like a birthday cake. Like, they're so pumped up for that.
Frozen cake.
Look, the world's not ready for my frozen cake takes, okay? It's going to be its own business one day. I can't wait for it. Just you don't understand.
What do you think the easiest fruit to eat is?
Well, if it's sure as hell is not an orange. I freaking hate eating oranges because they're such a pain in the ass to eat. So I just want to get that out there and say that. I want to say, see, I was going to say banana, but then you have the peel. I was going to say apple, but then you have the core. So I don't know.
It's literally grape.
You have the vine.
You pick it. You literally pick it off. Have you ever bought grapes? I don't think you've ever brought, like, have you ever had grapes in front of you?
I know what you're saying. I'm saying that with all the different options I just said, you have, like it's something that you have after you eat the food.
Wait, I don't think I ever heard. Why do you think grapes are, like, so hard to eat or like, not practical?
Well, first off, they're on vines, and like if you're saying you're gonna put them in your pocket, you're just gonna have a bunch of vines.
No, you pick them off. You put them in a little bowl.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm thinking the pocket thing is what you use the pocket.
Yeah, you could put it in your pocket. I put my wallet in my pocket. My wallet's huge because of all the money in it, so I can obviously put a couple grapes in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could be wrong about grapes. I love grapes. Again, I'm a huge fruit guy, so like I'm not discriminating against any types of fruit here. I love each and every fruit. I just personally think like I'm an apple guy. I think they're really easy. If you get the right type, I'm a Gala apple guy or a Pink Lady apple guy. Delicious, crunchy, I think hopefully nutritious. Banana, super easy. Those are the go-tos. And strawberries we use in our shakes. Like, I think that's like...
Strawberries are almost the same as getting grapes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't put grapes in a shake.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I just haven't been tempted to yet, and now I am.
Yeah,
looks like we're having grape shakes tomorrow.
Grapes and chocolate and kale and spinach. That sounds like shit.
chocolate covered grapes.
Raisinets.
Yeah, raisinets.
All right. Well, I like raisins. Do you like raisins?
Huh.
Raisins are actually the easiest form of fruit to eat.
They're a step below grapes because they're grapes.
No, but they're easier to eat.
Yeah.
Think about in every school lunch.
They're not. That's not fruit, though. Are raisins fruit? Am I?
I'm not sure.
Should we cut this?
No, I think we need to ask the people. Somebody needs.
No, that was they. It's like, is it like a square being a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't a square?
Oh my god!
Or is it the other way around?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I've backed myself into a hole.
Please, if you're listening to this, please let us know if a raisin is a fruit. That's what we need to know. Let us know your top three. Again, this is a huge debate. I'm team pineapple. He's team watermelon. I think we all know who's going to win. I'm moving to Chicago. Save us out baseball.
And
yeah,
I don't really have anything else. I'm just kind of like heated. Feel like everyone's against me, man.
Yeah, when Kev lost that poll, I did a little bit of a victory lap, mostly in my own head. But now I'm going to do one publicly and tell you that I told you so.
All right. Well, you're gonna put ham and pineapple on your Chicago deep dish?
I will end with saying that I'm a huge fan of Hawaiian pizza. So maybe not on my deep dish, but on pizza, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Stay tuned for a Chicago deep dish pizza review in my lonely apartment in Chicago if I ever get one and not be homeless.
All right. Deuces. Jinx. Yummy pizza.
Look, a couple of things needed to get off my mind, needed to get off my chest, to change my address, move from the birth to the city, something I need to address, something I wanted to prove, that I could be with the best, make it on up in the city, home of the fly and the gritty.